Welcome to episode 180 of Te Duodegawa Bookmakers at tedurigawabookmakers.podbean.com. After having spent a bit of a time talking about things I am writing, today I think I will talk about things that I am going to be binding, since this is mostly a book binding podcast. But I need content in my books. I can't just bind up blank pieces of paper, although I do. They're called notebooks. I do that too. But getting back to fiction, I have 5 books to be bound. And if you go over to tedurigawabookmakers.podbean.com or facebook.com/tedurigawa, you can see the covers of some of them. Not the covers, but the inside cover. The inside title page. 2 of them are the same, Feeding Vicky's Corpse, about finding a murder conspiracy in Oregon. And 3 of them are from the Calvaldo Pentology, The Priests of Hiroshima, Calvaldo, and the last one, the 5th book in the Pentology, The Venetian Slime Woman. I will be binding these in the next couple of days, and hopefully I will be able to show you what they are going to look like. Not what they are going to look like, what they look like when I'm finished. I'm going to do Feeding Vicky's Corpse first, because I need to give those to somebody. And the other 3 I'm keeping for my own selection so that people can come and read them if they want. I'm going to encase them in a look like a normal book, hopefully with a nice cover. Unfortunately, I have yet to figure out how to put a picture on a cloth book cover. So the cover of the book will actually just be the title and perhaps my name, probably in the lower third of the book cover. But the inside first page will be what I want the cover to be. And I've noticed in The Venetian Slime Woman and Feeding Vicky's Corpse, I have 2 female faces, mostly just their eyes. And they are both black and white. One has a little bit of blue, but mostly black and white. I think I have a problem, or at least a penchant, for female eyes, especially angry female eyes, on Feeding Vicky's Corpse, and one that looks like it could be mysterious on this Venetian Slime Woman. However, I'm going to be binding these just a moment, and I'll tell you how big they are. Both the Priests of Hiroshima and the Venetian Slime Woman are 15 signatures of 4 sheets each, which is 16 pages per signature. Calvado is 12 signatures of 4 sheets each, and the Venetian Feeding Vicky's Corpse is only 9 signatures, but of 5 sheets each for 20 pages a signature, for a total of 180 pages exactly, which is nice, including, of course, a picture of myself at the back. Now, what I've done, if you can see the pictures at tedurigawabookmakers.podbean.com or facebook.com/tedurigawa, I have put on the pencil marks where I'm going to put in the holes so I can sew them together, and I've got the 5 books. I think I will do them all at the same time. So I will punch holes, and then I will get some thread to bind them up. I'm going to start with Feeding Vicky's Corpse first. It's short. 9 signatures versus the Priests of Hiroshima, which is 15, or the Venetian Slime Woman, which is also 15. So I'm going to start with the short ones and bind them up, and then I'm going to bind them all up. I'm going to sew them all up first, and then, since they're all the same size, they're B6, B5 folded in half. Hopefully the covers will all be the same, but not exactly, because the larger ones, the Priests of Hiroshima and the Venetian Slime Woman and Calvado, will need larger spines. So I think what I'll do is sew them all up at the same time. Not the same time, of course, one at a time. The same day or the same couple of days. And then make the covers for the Venetian Slime Woman. I keep saying that. It's actually called Feeding Vicky's Corpse. I will sew up them all, and then I will make the covers for Feeding Vicky's Corpse. Hopefully finishing everything in the next week or so. Then I will go on to the other 3. In the meantime, I am also making another book. Hold on a second. I'm still writing it, called Stealing November, about a kid who goes to the Congo and gets involved in a sex slave trade. He doesn't make money at it. He's trying to stop it. And another one called Frankenstein by somebody by the name of Mary Shelley. Maybe you've heard of that one. I'm making it a little bit better than the last one I made. So this would be my third Frankenstein. Why am I stuck on Frankenstein? Frankenstein is almost finished. Actually, it was finished 200 years ago. My edition of it is almost finished, and then when I finish it, I will start adding it to the pile of things I have to do. Now I only have 5. Hopefully I won't have 6 with Frankenstein. Hopefully I'll finish 2. But I'm still working on Stealing November, which is coming in close. It's getting into the really nitty-gritty action bits, and I hope I have more to talk about it later. First, I have to do some bookbinding, so I also might film these on digital, on an iPad. I guess you wouldn't be calling it film. I will be making a digital copy of me making them, probably by going outside on a nice... Whoa! Chair is falling apart here. A nice windy day. Not a windy day. A day with nice weather. So on a nice day, not so windy, and definitely not raining, I'm going to go outside and take video of me sewing. So if you want to watch that, you can go over to my YouTube channel, which is YouTube, Teido Degawa Bookmakers. So listening to this just now, I discovered a lot of things, and one of the things I discovered was I say, I will, or I'm planning to, or maybe I will. So hopefully on the next podcast, I will not be saying I will, but look what I did. Hopefully I will show you the finished product, and hopefully you will tune in again next time and enjoy what I have. Thank you for dropping by. See you again next time.